At 10 o'clock, they're happy. How is she dead 2 hours later?
When a San Diego police officer is found dead in her home, who investigates? Follow One of Their Own, a new podcast from KPBS, wherever you listen.
Good morning, I'm Lawrence K. Jackson. It's Monday, February 16th. A Carlsbad company is coming out with a solar car. More on that next, but first, let's do the headlines. Four San Diego Unified Elementary Schools are finalists for a 2026 America's Best Schools Award. The list is put together by SDSU's National Center for Urban School Transformation, also known as NCUST. Sequoia Elementary in Claremont, Garfield Elementary in North Park, Nye Elementary in Valencia Park, and Dewey Elementary in Point Loma all earned a finalist spot. The NCUST award criteria requires that every racial, ethnic, and income group in the school exceed average statewide proficiency levels. Attendance rates must also stay above 92%. Bronze, silver, and gold winners will be announced in May after a visit is made to each campus. National School District in the South Bay is also receiving a pretty huge honor. The district has landed on the 2026 California Green Ribbon Schools list. National is one of only five districts earning the highest level award of a 2026 Green Achiever. It's being awarded for its environmental literacy, promotion of health, and outstanding conservation efforts. Some of the district's accomplishments include redirecting more than 1,000 tons of waste and saving more than 1 million gallons of water over the last decade. The district also says partnerships with community organizations have allowed families to bring sustainability practices home with them as well. A new USD initiative is looking to make a positive impact on students who have been involved in the carceral system. The Justice Forward program wants to help those students find jobs within the criminal justice sector. Those behind the program say students who have been incarcerated can provide valuable insight into the justice system. According to a university statement, the initiative also aims to lower the rates of reoffenders. The initiative requires each student to complete a paid semester-long practice course with the justice system agency or organization. From KPBS, you're listening to San Diego News Now. Stay with me for more of the local news you need.
San Diego County is known for being one of America's most expensive regions. Locals are feeling the squeeze and looking for solutions. KPBS's new series, Price of San Diego, delves into the rising cost of groceries, childcare, car insurance, and even our beloved California burrito. You won't want to miss this ongoing series live now at kpbs.org/priceofsandiego.
Carlsbad-based Aptera Motors is ready to bring its solar-powered car into mass production. As North County reporter Alexander Wen tells us, you could commute from home to work and back without recharging the car.
If you see the Aptera cruising down the road, you may think it's something straight out of the Jetsons. Aptera CEO Chris Anthony says the slick three-wheel, two-seater car was designed to glide through the air for maximum efficiency.
It looks much more like a fish than a box. That's because our first principle is make it super aerodynamic, make it lightweight.
And it's also designed to be energy efficient. The car gets up to 400 miles to the charge. But with solar panel roof and dashboard, you may never need to charge it for everyday driving.
So every time it's out in the sun, catches those photons, turns them into electrons, and charges your high voltage battery pack so you can drive anytime it's out in the sun.
The car costs $40,000 and is expected to be rolling off the production line by the end of the year. Anthony says 50,000 vehicles have already been pre-ordered. Alexander Nguyen, KPBS News.
Teachers in San Diego's largest school district have called off a strike for February 26th. Education reporter Katie Anastas says San Diego Unified and its teachers union have agreed to new supports for special education teachers.
The agreement gives special education teachers more time to catch up on meetings and paperwork. It also gives teachers automatic monthly stipends if their caseloads are over the agreed-upon limit.
We have been bargaining with the district for over a year on our platform to win supports, particularly for our special education teachers.
Kyle Weinberg is president of the San Diego Education Association.
This was a huge victory for them to be able to have these improvements in place at schools throughout the district.
The union also reached a tentative agreement with the district on a new 3-year contract. The agreement promises no teacher layoffs and a 5% wage increase once the state provides funding for it. Katie Anastas, KPBS News.
An Imperial Beach City Council member is raising privacy concerns as the city considers cracking down on electric bikes. iNews source intern Roman Fong says it comes as some cities across San Diego County have implemented e-bike age restrictions.
Unlike other cities in the county, Imperial Beach leaders appear unlikely to ban kids under 12 from riding e-bikes. That's because an age limit would trigger a state law requiring the city to report the perceived age, race, and gender of riders who get pulled over. Councilmember Jack Fisher expressed his concerns about the reporting requirements at a city meeting last month.
The state of California requiring us to send to them the age, ethnicity, gender of people who have been pulled over. I think that's absolutely absurd and way too intrusive for the state. I would like to find out what in the heck they think they would do that with that information.
Instead, the city may regulate sidewalks in areas with higher speed limits. For KPBS, I'm iNews Source intern Roman Fong.
iNews Source is an independently funded nonprofit partner of KPBS. El Cajon City Council member Gary Kendrick announced on Tuesday he's making the jump from being a lifelong Republican to Democrat when he runs for re-election. Reporter Elaine Alfaro spoke with Kendrick about this move and his reflections on El Cajon politics. A warning, this Q&A includes graphic descriptions of the Holocaust.
I want to kick off this conversation with the latest news. You made the recent decision on Tuesday to leave the Republican Party and run for re-election as a Democrat. In announcing that move, you said, quote, "Moments of consequence call for clarity and action," end quote. What was the moment of consequence, and why did you decide that leaving the party was your only option?
Well, I've been trying to change the party from within for many years, back to being more moderate and not hateful towards minorities. And actually what led to that is going back to my childhood when I was 12 years old, and my mom was telling me about growing up in Czechoslovakia, and then the Nazis came in. A bunch of her friends and her boss were drug away by the Gestapo, never to be seen again. And then my grandfather took me to the Dachau concentration camp, which was converted into a museum. And then he took me to the gas chamber, which was disguised as showers. He pointed out the scratches in the middle of the ceiling, and that's where, as people died, they'd form a pyramid and they would scratch at the ceiling for air. That was probably a little too young for someone my age, but it stuck with me my whole life.
What are the parallels that you see between that era and now? Why has it been important for you to recognize that history, your family's history, during this moment?
Well, my family's history is really the world history, and the fascists are always looking for a scapegoat. So what's happened now is that the MAGA wing of the Republican Party has taken over the party, and I just can't handle that anymore.
It's my understanding that you were the longest serving Republican in municipal office in San Diego County, 50 years of dedication to that party.
I've been a Republican for 50 years, and I've been a Republican elected official 28 years.
I know that you say that this was a moment of consequence, but has it been building for you? For example, a year ago, was this something that you would have considered?
A year ago, I voted against the resolution that the mayor of El Cajon and Phil Ortiz proposed, and it passed. And we had a lot of people show up, people crying in the audience. Kids are afraid to go to school because they're afraid their parents won't be there when they get back. Pregnant women are afraid to go to the doctor because they're afraid they might get arrested, or and even if they're citizens, they have to be hassled because their skin is brown. This should not be happening in America, but right now, the council majority doesn't think that's a big deal.
In this past year, what has been the impact on the community with the council's decision to say El Cajon is not a sanctuary city?
Well, I would say that it has affected everyone in El Cajon, and there's a lot of fear in the city, and this has completely changed the reputation of El Cajon. People are afraid to come to the city because they know how the city council voted. That was big news. You know, Santee didn't do it, Poway didn't do it, and they're Republican-led cities. They knew better.
Why did it feel right to go to the Democratic Party? Why not be independent?
Well, the Democratic Party prides itself on civil rights and human rights, and I pride myself on those issues also. You know, the Republican Party has changed in the last 50 years since I became a Republican, and it's no longer a party of the people. It's a party for the elites.
Well, tell me a bit more about this change over the last 50 years that you've seen in the Republican Party in San Diego. How have you seen it change?
Well, the Republicans years ago were always saying, we need to make the tent bigger, bring more people in. They've done exactly the opposite. If you don't look like them, they don't treat you very well. I have to protect the citizens of El Cajon, and I have to show other Republicans that are disgusted with the party that it's okay to change.
That was KPBS reporter Elena Faro speaking with El Cajon City Council member Gary Kendrick. That's it for the podcast today. As always, you can find more San Diego news online at kpbs.org. I'm Lawrence K. Jackson. Thanks for listening and subscribing. By doing so, you're supporting public media, and I thank you for that. Have a great day.
On the Finest podcast, we cover the people, art, and movements redefining culture in San Diego, from Blink 182 to scrappy local bands. We also have cults, a lost composer, a world record traveler, and champion birders. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.